State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. More than 400,000 children are currently in foster care in the United States. Once a child has entered the system, they remain there on average for nearly 2 years, according to a federal report. We're going to take a look now at a unique program that's working to prevent kids in Michigan from even entering foster care in the first place. 14,000. That's roughly how many children are in foster care in Michigan at any given time. At one point, all five of Nancy Vivoda's children were in foster care.
In 2004, I was in a domestic violence situation that resulted in the removal and placement of my children in foster care.
Her children ranged in age from 6 years old to 6 months old. They were each placed in separate foster care homes, and Vivoda says her kids were traumatized by the experience. After a year, she was reunited with her children. But Vivoda firmly believes her kids would never have ended up in foster care in the first place if she had had help navigating the court system.
Because I would have had the support of an attorney that would have helped me deal with the legal issues, like, you know, what can we do to remove the perpetrator from the home, and the help of the social workers, you know, assisting me, well, if you need to relocate, or because we were legally married and he had equal rights, he got to stay in the home while my children were in foster care.
Now Vivoda is part of a team working to make sure what happened to her and her children doesn't happen to other families. Vivoda is with the Detroit Center for Family Advocacy, which includes a lawyer, a social worker, and a family advocate, somebody who has personal experience with the foster care system. That's Vivoda. Their goal? To provide free legal and social work help to keep kids in Wayne County safely in their homes and out of foster care. Here's how it works. First, the Michigan Department of Human Services screens hundreds of cases where children's safety is potentially in jeopardy. If the child is unsafe because of some unresolved legal issue, DHS lets the center know, and the folks at the center step in to help.
In all the cases we deal with, there's no doubt that the parent loves for and is providing proper care for the child. But what there is a third party that may be interfering with the parent's ability to provide care for that child.
Vivek Sankaran is the founder of the Detroit Center for Family Advocacy, which is affiliated with the University of Michigan Law School.
For example, let's take a housing issue where housing conditions may be deplorable, but it's because a landlord isn't fixing the house the way that legally he or she should be doing. What we do is we'll go and take the landlord to court or work and negotiate an arrangement that will then allow the family either to remain in the premises with the issues addressed or get their security deposit back and go elsewhere.
Sankaran says the center also works to expedite kids out of foster care as soon as possible. So if there's a relative or foster parent who's ready and willing to care for a child, the center will help those clients resolve whatever legal issues are keeping them from making adoption a reality. So why this emphasis on keeping kids out of foster care? Well, Sankaran compares foster care to chemotherapy. It's there for very serious cases when you need it, but it can have drastic side effects.
So first, kids would be separated from their birth families, which all the psychological literature shows would cause long-term emotional side effects to the kids. You know, increased aggression, separation anxiety, really inflicting a serious amount of trauma on these kids.
And when children age out of foster care, the outcomes are pretty bleak. They often end up homeless, unemployed, or in jail. The Detroit Center for Family Advocacy is the only program of its kind in the country, for now. But a handful of states are looking to replicate the model. That's because the Detroit Center has a proven track record. Since it opened in 2009, not one of the kids who was served by the team entered foster care. And for those already in foster care, 95% of the kids were adopted or reunified with a family member thanks to the center's help, which in turn has likely saved the state hundreds of thousands of dollars in foster care expenses. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Thank you.
Thank you.